free service ain't legal, is it?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Tell you, Jesse, there just ain't no way to beat the competition we got.
What are you raving about now, Sam?
The guy up there on the freeway at the Exxon station.
Well, he ain't giving away glasses again,
is he? No, worse than that. He's providing free service.
Free service? Well, that ain't legal, is it? Well, what's he doing? How'd you find out about it?
At Sunday school. A guy in our class said he had run out of gas right there in his driveway, and he run the battery down on his car trying to make it run without gas.
Well, what happened?
Well, this fella come down there and brought some gas and charged his battery, and it didn't charge him nothing.
Didn't charge him nothing? Sam, that's communism right here.
Well, that's what I thought. But our Sunday school teacher said it's Christianity in action.
Well, that Sunday school teacher yours is confused, looks like.
Well, Christianity is complicated, I
guess. No, Christianity is simple. Theology is complicated. Who is that teacher, anyways?
Well, that's Mr. Sandifer. He's from up at the college.
No one of them newcomers, ain't he?
Well, he's been here 15, 20 years, I think.
Well, I don't know him. I've been here 40 years, and I know everybody here, except them that's moved in. Is he any good as a Sunday school teacher?
He says heaven's in Michigan.
In Michigan?
Well, now, what he actually said was it was to the far north.
Far north? Well, yeah, that'd be Michigan, wouldn't it?
Seems so strange, Jesse. They have to pay people so good to get them to live up there during their regular lifetimes. Why, a cousin of mine come down here on vacation 2 years ago in July and camped out in the mosquitoes and talked about how great Arkansas was. Jesse, you think there's going to be mosquitoes in heaven?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be two of everything.
Jesse, I think I got it figured out, how we can meet our competition better.
Yeah, how's that, son?
We could start cleaning everybody's windshield instead of just the ones with odd-numbered license plates, you know?
Sam, you mean you ain't been cleaning everybody's windshield?
Why, no, Jesse. We agreed on that here one day.
Well, Sam, that's just a joke.
Well, several people didn't think it was funny. Old Jack Dalrymple got right huffy. By the way, have you seen him lately?
No, I think we need to try something extra, you know, like a service that not every station offers.
Well, I can tell you something that won't work. You know, last year when we had that policy of not only cleaning windshields, but cleaning our customers' glasses, too, well, this one woman, this Mrs. Martin, her husband had admitted to me that she wore contact lenses. She wouldn't open her eyes, just sat there yelling in the car. I was proud when she didn't come back.
Oh, me.
It ain't like contacts is something to be ashamed of.